Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Boomers Live land. Listening to this show is going to be fun and exciting. Reef, are you on with us this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live broadcast on Easy Way Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. How are you this morning,
go.
Jim?
Reef, I'll tell you what, there's excitement in the air, you know? I mean, this is really, it's like not the same as the 60s. You'd wake up and you'd look at the newspaper. Now there's just so much going on, and Eric put together, you know, so much that it's really fun with us. And now you just go to easywayinfo.com or the easycard.com. I like that stuff. I like when it's easy, you can go to it. And the thing is, the people that are involved with us, and any listeners that want to get involved, you really get involved, and you become part of all this stuff, and it's a rocket ship ready to take off. IHP Global Event Conference, 2020, the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, September 9th through the 13th, Newport Fashion Island Marriott Resort. That's going to be fun, Reith. And I'll tell you what, that's going to be here before you know it, too. March 20th, the Best U Expo at the LA Convention Center. A lot of interesting people are going to be there. You're going to be there, Reith? You're going to try to make that one?
Is that the one that's going to be at the LA Convention Center, right?
Right. LA, yeah.
That one I might try to make. Yeah, I you do a lot of stuff in Orange County, and I do like going out to Orange County. But I'm an L.A. girl.
Yeah. Well, we will try to tell people to come out to visit, Reitha, but don't stay. You got to go back home. That's the word. But Reitha, it is.
Absolutely.
And we got an exciting guest, Lillian Kogan, coming on, and I can't wait to ask her some questions. Carmelita's Corner is going to knock it out of the park again. So, with that, Reith, I guess it's time to go to, what are we doing here? We got a
hot topic.
Hot topic.
Let's get to some hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is the hot topic that's on everybody's lips this morning, the coronavirus. I was coming in last night, and my neighbor said, don't go to Target on the corner because they're out of everything. Well, I'm sure they've got plenty of clothes and plenty of electronics and that kind of stuff. But when I was there even the other day, toilet paper was, you know, down very low. Water, there's no water, hand sanitizers. People are worried about a lot of different things, but as baby boomers, we really need to be concerned about making sure we have a medicine supply. We take a lot of medicines here in the United States, and for those of us that are seniors, we need our medication. And one of the things they're not talking about is not only are a lot of our medications made in China, a lot of the ingredients for medications are made in China. So if they shut down factories for, say, a month because of this virus, and they don't have the production of these ingredients and of these medications that we take every day, say your heart medicine, your blood pressure medicine, your diabetes medicine, whatever you happen to be, you're going to need to have a supply. So if you normally only order your medicine a month at a time, if at all you can afford it, order a 3 month supply. Now, I'm not talking about hoarding. They're not going to give you a year's supply of anything. But try to get your order in for your 3 month supplies. We should be able to ride it out for that long. But it's important that we don't have an interruption in our medication. And it's not going to be a problem that the Americans are not manufacturing it. And it won't be a problem. It'll be a problem because it is manufactured in China. So just a word to the wise, Don't worry about stocking up on toilet paper. We'll get through that. But what's important is you make sure that you, and which you should always do, make sure you have a healthy supply of your medication. So order it today. Okay, Jim, what's your hot topic today?
Good tip, Ruth. Good tip. Well, you know, I don't like lines. How many of you don't like lines? Raise your hand. Well, I don't. And I went and waited in line at, it was like, 6:30, 7:00, you know, I was there for the Super Tuesday deal. But I felt good. I made my vote, and Bernie got kind of knocked out of the box there. He was doing pretty good, but Biden came along and just basically took over, and he cleaned up. They said it was kind of unprecedented what happened, but he did his thing. And but Bernie did hold on because he got California, which is a big one. But the problem now is Bloomberg, he had dropped out, and he's backing Biden, which pretty much knocks Bernie out of the box because he's got so much money that he's going to put it into Biden. So it looks like it's going to be a Trump versus Biden deal coming up on the big one. Dow surges 1290 points last Wednesday, one of the biggest. This is the biggest up and the biggest downs we've had in a long time. Stocks surge above 900. They're doing something right. Well, update today. There's a free fall in oil sending shock waves through the market. Dow falls 1,300. Investors have got to be going crazy over there. That's where to sell some, put up your signs for how to relax. And they should have yoga people out there. It's probably a mess over there. And but it fell 1,300 as investors push U.S. yields to a new low. Early stock slide triggered trading halt. Now, remember, with all this stuff and the stocks going up and down, when they drop, it kind of helps the interest rates because they want people to get low rates, refinance, so they can take their money out and go buy stuff, and then that helps the economy. So Britney Spears' son, Jaden Federline, went on a rant, calling his grandpa Jamie Spears horrible names and saying his mom may never sing again. Jaden said, "Mom, what happened to your music?" Britney responded, "I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it." Jaden responded, "What are you saying? You know how much bank you make off of that stuff." Star Trek's captain, the original Captain Kirk, William Shatner, divorce settlement with Elizabeth, basically split up stuff. The settlement included horses. Bill can keep the dogs, but the ex gets the Malibu home. And there's another one in Kentucky. Captain keeps his home in Studio City and the ranch in Three Rivers. So ends marriage number four for Bill and number two for Elizabeth. Jeopardy's Alex Trebek said, "I almost gave up on life during my cancer treatment when I thought, while going through this, my last bout of 600 hours chemo was, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, you got to be positive through all this. I went through about 600 hours. It gave me time personally to recharge my battery, but Kevin's hanging in there. 20 people were missing after a huge tornado hit Tennessee. 24 lives were lost. Putnam County, 85 miles from Nashville, was hit pretty hard in that. Deadliest event in state history, they say. So we got State Department warns America. And Aretha was going over this. State Department warns Americans not to travel by cruise ships as coronavirus cases rise. Well, not good news for the cruise ships. Vax von Sydow, star of Game of Thrones and The Exorcist, dies at age 90. Harvey Weinstein was, you know, at Rikers Island, a jailer. He was supposedly injured. Biden's brothers facing fraud allegations used family ties to advance his business. And a trainee pilot had to land his plane. I don't know if I gave you guys this before, but this was interesting. His pilot passed out, and the trainee was sitting there. He'd land the plane by himself. And, well, Reef, a lot of interesting stuff, but we only have time for so much, guys. So time for a commercial.
Right, we need to.
Time.
Yeah.
Move on.
We need to move on and get a word from our sponsors.
There we go.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotions, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomer's Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed. Boomer Boost starts you the healthy way. That's how I start my motor. And today, we have some pretty interesting guests on. But our guests today, I want you to take out your pens and pencils or whatever you know, your cell phone, or take notes, because Leela Colgan is our guest today, and she is an individual that, we got a changing age here, and Leela's on top of it all. She's an accomplished healthcare executive, business development leader, entrepreneur, and influencer. She is definitely an influencer. Her executive leadership experiences ranges from small startup organizations to Fortune 500 companies, driving that high revenue growth, guys. That's where it's at. Leela is a brand influencer for a wellness company, which is like top of the line now. That's what we got to get into. She coaches others on how to build online businesses and an advisor for a new social tech platform where she identifies key influencers and enables them to monetize their influence. That's what it's all about. Leela received her BA and executive MBA from Pepperdine. I love it. She is an active member in several local organizations and charities. She has a big heart with a lot of skills and talent. Leela, you're on with us. Leela.
Yes. How are you, everyone?
Hi, Leela.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Welcome, Leela.
Leela, this is Retha Gray. Retha, Leela. And
so nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming on.
So nice to meet you.
Leela, do you have a volume control at all? You're a little faded out there, but I can hear you. Leela, thank you for coming on.
Does that work better?
That's a little bit better. I know you're a busy lady. You're jet-setting all over the place, but you have so much going on, and you've worked with, beginning companies, Fortune 500 companies. What is it that started Leela in this path that she decided to take? Because you've been, healthcare is a major thing today because there's big problems in health. Is that kind of what put you in this field, because you saw all the problems?
Well, actually, it started with the fact that my parents, my father was a physician, my mother was a nurse. And so healthcare has been kind of in my blood since I was a little kid. And my dad wanted me to be a doctor, but I couldn't really stand the sight of blood. So I got into healthcare, and to me, I've always been in either, the pharmaceutical or the diagnostic space, trying to get people healthier. And it's pretty much been in my blood my entire life.
Well, you know, I can kind of relate. I was on the fire department, and that was one of my concerns too. And when I went to college, I thought, I don't know if I want to continue in this field. And I maybe today it's safer that you decided to take the path you took. But you're being an entrepreneur is a different lifestyle. They say it's someone that takes 90 hours, so they don't have to work 40 hours a week. But what's going on today in the new age? Is that helping you out the way the world is in technology today? Is that helping in what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the shift is for people to get better, get healthier. You know, pharmaceuticals is not always the answer for everybody. Like, if, you know, like I actually had problems myself with, you know, an injury. And so it made me turn to wellness and made me realize that there's more out there for people if they can get healthy with, you know, better technologies and better ways of getting healthier by using, you know, over-the-counter things or just things that are more naturopathic kind of technologies is really better, right? But to be an entrepreneur, it takes a lot of work, right? But, you know, you want to be able to get out there and be able to, you know, consider yourself to be an expert in this field. The thing that I value the most is my expert connecting and being able to facilitate relationships in no matter what I've done, right? And so seeing the big picture in life, it's all about connecting people and getting people to help them by monetizing their businesses or their relationships. And how do you do that, right? Because this is a world of technology today. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to be, you know, getting ahead in anything that you do, right? And that's how I got to know you guys more. So
you're dealing with, you educate people from small businesses that start up to the big shots, but you're also in the health. So you're realizing, I guess, that, you know, if people aren't healthy, they're not going to go too far in their business. And do you blend that in together? How do you, you know, because it does go together, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a place where, you know, people need to have certain therapies for themselves to get better. But, you know, you also have to realize, like, for me, like, I had a problem with an issue that I was taking medication, and I finally got tired of it. And I was like, what alternatives can I do that are not, like, medication? And for me, I found, like, some naturopathic kind of ways that I can deal with the same situation. So I always encourage people, you know, to do the right thing for their body and always consult their physician, of course. But if you can take alternative ways, that's what you do, right?
You deal with, let's go to the startups. There's listeners out there that are trying to build their business. They're trying to be a more influential speaker. They're trying to get their sweater line out there, no matter what it is, you know, A to Z. What do you see that some of their stumbling blocks are to, and how do you get them over some of those? What do you see that's out there in today's age that's kind of holding them back or their mistakes?
Well, I think, you know, I think the biggest problem is the awareness, and people need to get out. People need to get themselves out there, right? Like when you talk about a job and getting a job, people always talk about, like, well, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, it's kind of like the same way when you're in business and you're trying to build your business as an entrepreneur. You need to get out there, right? You need to be able to. You need to have the presence. You need to have the social media presence, right? And for example, that's, you know, how I got to know the Easy Way Network, right? Because I basically went to an event. And I basically was watching, it was a veterans event that I went to, and I heard Eric was talking a little bit about his presence on social media, and I knew that that's the only way that I'm going to be able to grow my presence. And so I connected with him, which was a really awesome experience, right? Because the connection that I have with him, it basically introduced him to the CEO of this new massive platform, which is what is like Amazon for Facebook now, right? No one knows about this, but it's like going to be huge, right? And that's why Eric and I got to know each other, right? That's why I'm now a contributing editor in his book. Like, I've literally written a chapter in his book. I'm working with him on a TV. I'm working with him on a TV show. And, the fact of the matter is that you have to be able to utilize your abilities to get out there and do the things that is required of you. Even if you're scared, you just need to do them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody has the little bit of scared thing. You know, it's like the saying, do the thing you fear and the death of fear is certain. It is a life changer meeting Eric, though. I mean, you hold on to your hat because, you know. Okay, so here's Leila, and she gives a lot of advice. And you, all right, Leila, I'll give you one. You're sitting talking with somebody. They have a pretty good, pretty stable job, but they're talking about trying something different, breaking away from this and becoming an entrepreneur. Now, it's kind of in your hands now whether to suggest to this person, should they break away from their stable income with the pension and you know, medical insurance, so on, and go on to the world of entrepreneurship. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a combination, right? At first, like, you know, my whole thinking about it is that until your entrepreneurial job is matching what you do 3 months in a row from a salary perspective, I don't think you should, like, just flat out quit your job, right?
Right.
Some people have different thoughts about that. I mean, if, you know, people have certain financial resources that you can draw from, and if you can do that, it's even better because absolutely you'll ramp yourself up faster that way. But some people can't do that. So you shouldn't feel bad if you can't do that. And you certainly can be an entrepreneur and, you know, have that full-time job and just be able to build that till you get to the point where you
Good
can
answer.
Have success on your own. Mm-hmm.
Good answer. Very safe but secure. Kind of taking the middle road a little bit where until you're ready to go, you don't cut the ties. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we touched on the beginners. Now you're talking to the you work with some Fortune 500 companies and the high revenue growth. You have to switch gears a little bit when you get into that group, right? What kind of advice are you giving people like this?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I have a full-time career that I focus on, and that's my priority, right? But at the same time, you can still have a side business and, you know, build that as well. So you give that your 100% during the day and your entrepreneurial thing. That's why entrepreneurs are, you know, working 50 hours a week, right? Because they're doing that in their evenings, their side time, their nighttime, their weekends. Are doing that, right? So, but, you know, just like everybody else, there's a lot of people that have that combination of skills and skill sets, and you know, you're building up to that, to whatever your goal is, whatever your dream is that you focus on.
Yeah, well said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you help people build brands and you know, like online and so on and so forth. What do you see? Where's some of the trends going, you know, when you talk to people? What kind of online businesses are they looking at today?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many different online brands that are out there. I mean, there's clothing brands, there's coffee brands, there's health and wellness. There's a lot of different things that people can build. But you need to know the certain skill sets that you need to get out there to do that, right? It's like there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. There's a lot of confusing information. But I think the goal is, you know, when you find somebody that you can stick with, that can coach you, that can help you with your online presence, you just stay with them and you do what they tell you to do. And not get kind of diverted, because it's so easy for us today when we're on social media that we like squirrel, right? Like you're going through your social media profile and you see something and it diverts you over to somewhere else instead of staying focused on what you need to do to move forward in your career. And that's a really important thing, especially when you are trying to monetize yourself, right? You don't want to just be, because especially if you have a full-time career like I do, your goal is like that's your main focus, But when you're not, you have to especially not be a squirrel. And like everything else that you see out there grabs your attention, you have to make sure that you lock down and you are focused on how you need to monetize that separately.
So in a nutshell, you come across so many people and they're just not quite sure. They, you know, they're thinking of starting a business or maybe becoming a speaker or writing a book. What kind of advice would you give these people, you know, to give them motivation, to get them on track? Or do you sometimes see that maybe they're the kind of individual that maybe should not take that step for a while and stay where they're at until they maybe learn more about what they're going into, correct?
Well, I think that if you have a passion to follow your dream and be an entrepreneur, that I don't believe anybody should stop you. I think that's the biggest problem in people today is that everybody, it's interesting how people say, well, you know, you got to have a full-time job and a career and a 401k.
Yeah.
I get that, right? That's definitely key. But you can definitely surpass your income, but it all comes down to, I believe, mindset, right? Like you cannot let somebody else tell you or dictate your life or discourage you from doing whatever you want to do. I mean, I went back and got my MBA like years after I got my bachelor's degree because everybody kept telling me, I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it, right? And I think if you want something, you go for it. You just find somebody that you can latch on to that's going to help you build that that influence for you.
That's what I've taught Eric, to follow his dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a couple of things here. The Wall of Fame profile here, I'm checking on the computer. I'm looking, wow, pretty congratulations. You're on the Wall of Fame and looking at your profile here. Talking about high tech, you don't have to walk around and find somebody's name out on the sidewalk somewhere. It's up in on lights on the internet. So you're getting out there with this. What do you think of the Wall of Fame?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, and if anybody's trying to find me, it's the easywall.com website. And you can get on there as well too, right? So it's E, letter Z, wall.com. And then you can search for me by my name, which is Lila Colgan. And it's Lila, it's L-E-I-L-A, last name Colgan, C-O-L-G-A-N.
Easy way, letter E, letter Z, easy way wall.
Easywaywall.com.
.com. Yeah, I'm looking at it. This is pretty exciting. You know, you get to see you and you touch it and you see all your stuff. Boy, this is cool stuff. And the Influence Effect, the book, that's pretty exciting too. I was looking through that. All the influences around there, you're part of that. And Leela's getting out there.
When you connect with the right people, me connecting with Eric, you know, has been like fantastic. And like I say, it's not who you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And the more and more you learn about entrepreneurship, it's not like a job, right? It's like you need to be able to get
it's
that
exciting.
Influence and be with people that are going to help you connect to other things. So
exactly.
Absolutely.
And then when you get a lot of people like yourself that know a lot, and then you connect with somebody that's, you know, influential and knows people, it's even more so. And this is exciting. And I want to thank you for coming on, Leela. This is any final information you want to give anybody on connecting with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they can connect with me on the easywall.com website. Search for my name, Leela Colgan. And like I said, I'm a phenomenal relationship connect, and I will connect you to the right people and help you build your business, build your brand online. So just connect with me, and I'm happy to help you in any way I can.
Well, that's a fact. I see your statistics, and you definitely do that. So Leela is the connector, and thank you, Leela, for coming on. And looking forward to seeing more of everything Leela's up to. And we'll have you back on and follow up on everything. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you very much for having me on.
Enjoy it. Well, Reith, I'll tell you, that's how it's done today. You know?
Can you hear me?
I've been having some technical difficulties, Jim. I've been going in and out. I can hear the conversation, but hopefully I'm back now. But that's a lot of information.
It is. It is. She's really a connected individual, very sharp. You know, I read her bio and Pepperdine graduate, very sharp, and she knows what she's doing. So, like I said, take notes, guys, and look her up. So, with that, Reef, we are going into commercial and Carmelita's Corner.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a good morning, isn't it, wherever you are. All right, now that's what I'm talking about. My guests today are Christine Blosdale and Susie Pruden. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to pinch myself to believe it's really happening. These are two great dynamic ladies, and I'm telling you, they've got a lot to present to you today. First of all, Susie Pruden is an international prize-winning author. She's a speaker, coach, she's a great expert, and she's been on over 1,000 radio shows and also shows like Oprah, The Today Show, and Good Morning America. And she is the publisher of the little itty-bitty publishing company. It's really something. And by her side is Christine Blosdale today. Christine is just really an amazing person. I've been listening to her over the years. I'm a big fan of the KPFK radio station, and she's practically the voice by herself of KPFK. I hear her so much on that station, which I listen to religiously. She's an Amazon number one best-selling author, as well as an on-the-air radio personality. She's an icon of influence, podcast host, and inspirational speaker, multi-million dollar fundraiser, and so much more. So here we are, out of the box with Christine and Susie. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's fantastic to be here. It's wonderful to be with you.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got a a short period of time and a lot to pack in, but we can do it. First of all, I want to let everybody know what you two are up to. You've got a great event coming up on Saturday, March the 28th. Can you tell us about that?
Go for it, Susie.
Okie dokie. So we're doing a joint venture here. Originally, it started out as write your book in a day, and then Christine and I started talking about, well, everybody who wants to write a book also wants to do a podcast. So now it's write your book and learn how to do a podcast. And it's a one-day event at the El Segundo, it's at the Hilton Garden in LAX in El Segundo. And it's really going to teach people the nuts and bolts of writing a book. And we will get you started right then and there, and also the nuts and bolts of learning how to produce and do a podcast. Take it away, Christine.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this because we sort of get to blend our superpowers together. And I love and adore Susie, and she's an expert at creating number one Amazon best-selling authors. She's had 67 campaigns with Itty Bitty Publishing and 67 number one best-selling books from that. Authors have had. Absolutely exciting. And I'm here to testify as well that the process that she goes through is so amazing. And I myself am writing. I've always wanted to write a book. I've always had that dream. And thanks to Susie and the Itty Bitty Publishing, the team there. Yeah, I've created a book and super excited, Carmelita. The book is actually going to be coming out any day now, and it's on Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of Podcasts, and really teaching people how to tap into the power of podcasting, not only is creating your own podcast to expand your brand and your business and to share your passions with the world, but also to be a guest on a podcast show. And that is the importance also of having a book to establish yourself as an expert. And Susie really can tell you a lot about why you need to write that book, why it's important. Myself as a radio host and producer and podcast host now, I'll tell you, when someone has a book, I return their phone calls, or they jump to the top of the list for consideration. But tell the folks, Susie, why it's so important to write your own book.
A book positions you as an expert and an authority in your field. And when you have a book, literally the whole world is open to you more so than when you don't. And for example, if you want to speak and you want to get your message out to the world, and someone who does something similar to you wants to also, and you both apply to the same venue, the person with the book is more likely to get the job. And people listen more closely when you have a book. People are extremely impressed, especially when you have a bestseller. And they really pay more attention to you. A book is also an opportunity to build your business because, for example, with an itty-bitty book, where every single itty-bitty book looks like every other itty-bitty book except for the content, and when it's every itty-bitty book is 15 chapters, each chapter is only 2 pages, because 95% of Americans don't read, but everybody needs information. So from those 15 chapters, you can do 15 webinars, 15 teleclasses, 15 Zoom programs. You can do a seminar on each chapter. And really what it does is it takes you further out into the public. For example, when there was a lot of problems with the Internet and people stealing information, well, one of our authors wrote a book on protecting people's cyberspace. And at that time, we got her an article through an organization that sends I can't even remember the name of what it's called, a press release to thousands and thousands of outlets across the United States. So she was able to be, to get to NBC, CBS, ABC, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the LA Times, and Chicago Tribune. All of these newspapers and magazines, and the small ones took her article and resent it. So she was in front of millions and millions of people. That's what a book can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Listen, Susie, you know, you told the story also about one of your clients who managed to leverage their book into quite a lucrative business. I don't know if you remember what story that was.
Yeah, he started. He's in sales. And he was doing very, very well. He was one of our first authors, and he knew immediately. We met at lunch, and he said yes, filled out the application, and was an author literally within 20 minutes of my meeting him because he saw the power. And at that time, he was doing very well with $100,000 a year, and now he's doing about 750,000. He travels all over the world. He's had two contracts in Australia for visiting Australia 6 times a year for 2 years. He's been to Dubai, he's been to Italy, he's been to London. He's now all over the United States teaching people how to do sales by creating relationships with the people rather than just hard selling them. He's just finished his 6th book, and he does have 6 bestsellers with us. He told me the other day he wants to do a 7th book. I said, go for it. And he's doing very well. He's very excited, and I'm very pleased for him, because that's what I like with my authors is how can we take your business that you're the expert in and grow it to high 6 and 7 figures?
Can you tell us his name, Susie?
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, that's just an example of what you're telling us of the possibilities. I think it's amazing what you've done with your clients. And tell us more about the seminar and how people can attend. I know your seats are going very fast. I think you only had 10 left the last time I heard.
Yeah, we're almost full. It's a wonderful venue, the Hilton Garden in LAX in El Segundo on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I choose 10 a.m. rather than 8 or 9 a.m. because I really believe that people need a little time on their weekend. And if I take up their whole Saturday with information, it's just, you know, they're tired. They don't, it's enough. So we start at 10. We have a break for lunch. And then we continue on until 5. And what Christine and I are going to do is really give them the nuts and bolts of this is what you do, this is why you do it, this is how you do it, and these are the results. And when people take the seminar, they actually start to write their book right then and there. Now, this is the first time that Christine and I are partnering, so Christine, tell them what you're going to be giving them. But before you do that, if those of you who are listening, give me a call at 310-640-8885, 310-640-8885, and I'll give you all the more information. And basically, if you want to come, I'll sign you up. Or you can go to the website, www.ittybittypublishing, put your name in, and say you want to request a call. We will call you and tell you. That's ittybittypublishing.com. And we really would love to see you there, because both Christine and I seriously are a wealth of information. We're both seriously, seriously experts and authorities in our fields. Christine, tell them what you're going to give them.
Yeah, well, in addition to piggybacking with Susie on the importance of getting that book out and how just from a perspective of a radio professional, of how it can get you different gigs, you know, of course, being on the radio and podcast shows and speaking, I will be talking about the power of podcasting, and not just from the angle of, oh, you can have multiple streams of, you know, income and you be able to get, you know, wonderful guests, but really about that, the legacy that we want to leave the world, the thing that gets us up in the morning and makes us happy is making a difference in people's lives. And that's what I find. I am also a podcast and radio coach, and I have clients that come to me. I have one wonderful client who's 70 plus years old, and you know, this is a woman who has so much knowledge and such a beautiful heart and wants to inspire other women to push the limits in their field and with their relationships, with their family, and really to leave a legacy behind as well as writing a book. She's also considering writing a book with this. But what I love is really tapping into people's passion. And, you know, I've got a wonderful new client who is – her son is autistic. And she had such a hard time navigating his childhood and teen years and with very little support. But she found things along the way, resources, diet that, you know, different diets that actually really helped her child thrive. And her and her son, now he's 18 years old, wonderful Cooper, want to do a podcast to help other families. And I told her, I said, I would be honored to work with you, to train you, to get you the nuts and bolts, the information, the tools that you need, save you time and money so you don't have to, you know, you're not spending a lot of money to get up and running. But I said, I would be honored to be a part of that. And that's really what moves me, is to get people on the air with their own podcast and reach, well, there's a potential audience of millions of people who need to hear your message, who really will tap into that. And it doesn't matter what it is you're passionate about, there's an audience for you. And that's a little bit about what I'm going to be presenting. And of course, all the other goodies, the software that I use that makes life easier for me when I do podcasting, the importance of also creating a YouTube channel and posting your podcast, not only as an audio format, but as a video format, because we are very visual in this world. And you'll reach many more people than that you will have on your audio podcast, just on Apple Podcast or Spotify. So some of what we're going to be presenting, and we also have wonderful gifts, bonus gifts for people who attend. I'm going to be offering, of course, a workshop on people creating their own podcast. And Susie, I decided too, I'm also going to throw in, I have an ebook. It's called So You Want Your Own Podcast Show, and
that has
clickable links. Yeah, and I'm going to give that to everyone who attends. And you also, I believe, have some wonderful gifts.
I have some great gifts. And the first one is a great gift. It's an itty-bitty book, How to Write a Book in a Day. And my sister, who's my business partner, is a writer. And when Christine and I thought this up, I looked it up, Christine. It was last October? It was last spring. We've been doing this for about a year. And so I asked my sister, so my sister asked me, she said, do you need a book? I said, yes. And so she wrote How to Write a Book in a Day, 15 Things You Need to Know to Achieve Your Goal in Writing Your Book. And she wrote it in a day. She said, well, since you're doing the workshop, Write a Book in a Day, I figured, let's see if I can do a book in a day. And she wrote the book in a day, so everyone will receive that. And it really gives you everything you need to know to write a book. And then I was a hypnotherapist. I still am, but I don't have a hypnotherapy company right now. But I did for about 30 years. And I've created 4 processes to increase your wealth, which you're going to receive on an MP3, and 4 processes to write a bestseller. And if you don't believe in hypnosis, just don't close your eyes. Don't listen to it in the car because it's not safe. But when you're listening at home, you can close your eyes for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I can't remember which is. I had 4 20-minute processes and 4 10-minute processes. And it will take your mind to the place where it needs to be to make more money and write a bestseller. So those are the gifts that we're giving you just for showing up. And the gifts that you'll get in being there are basically being able to do a podcast and writing your book. And we're very, very excited. Once again, if you want to check in with me, it's 310-640-8885, 310-640-8885. If I don't pick up, leave me a message. And you can check out the website, www.ittybittypublishing, that's ittybittypublishing.com. And fill out the form that says your name, your phone number, and your email address, and someone from my office will call you and set up a time to talk to either Christine or me.
Okay, yeah. Susie, listen, I have to keep one eye on the clock. And you know, we are having so much fun, it just zips by.
Does
it? We're getting ready to get on our horse now and ride off into the sunset. So I want to thank you both for coming on Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And I also have something to tell you. Our producer's been listening in, and he wants you to know that he has over 236 television stations that he's connected to on Smart TV. And we'll be reaching out to you. And also, he has a book as well. It's called The Influencer, and he's going to be unveiling that on March the 20th at the L.A. Convention Center. He is an influencer. We call him a media mogul, and I'm sure you're going to be meeting and talking to him soon. I've been telling him he needs to connect with you like Chris Howard does on KPFK and do something on the air. And by the way, Chris Howard's going to be my guest, believe it or not, in a couple of weeks on this show. So, I mean, we've been doing a lot of connecting, and I'm just really grateful to you being in my life, Christine, and meeting Susie through Craig Doeswell. And these are all people that are connected to KPFK. And I just love the station so much.
It's like I
listen to it religiously, believe it or not. I can tell you just about every host and what time they come on. And, you know, the whole menu is pretty much in my head. But we are going to have to leave now and say goodbye. And thank you again for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you
so
much. We love you, Carmelita. Thank you.
Talking about interesting guests, I think we're knocking it out of the park here, because you know, Lila Colgan with getting a business going and her mentorship and Carmelita's guest. This is stuff, you know, you guys got to take note. Well, don't worry about just taking the notes. You can go to our archive show. Go to letter E, letter Z, easywayinfo.com, Easyway card. When you go on it, Eric's got it set up with his engineer so nice and neat that you can join right in on all this and get all the information. And here's the thing. This stuff is good stuff if you plan on starting a business, if you already have a business and you want to get it going more to make more money and to get out there more, to help other charities, to whatever you want to do. This is cutting-edge stuff, and you know, I got to give Eric props, because what he's built is, anyway, it's really beneficial for you guys. So with that, Aretha, are you on with us? Yeah, letter E, letter Z. Do we got Aretha on? Okay, so we have... I'm going to see if I can reach out. I've got some interesting stuff I was going to share with you guys. But, you know, I have so many reports that I come across. And I was going to give you some information.
Smartphone, cell phone,
there
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And Aretha, you're on with tech time. So, what I'm going to do is, if Aretha had to take a break, I'm going to give you 10 amazing facts for this. I found this on techview.com for Aretha's Tech Time. You probably didn't know about mobile phones. Just an FYI deal for you guys. Smartphones are, you know, I've been at events and people say, when was the first cell phone started? You know, little stats about this and that and the other thing. Well, this will kind of give you a little FYI about some of this stuff and when it started, so you have the answers. The first mobile phone call was made in 1973. Martin Cooper placed the first mobile phone call to Dr. Joel Engel during an experiment at Bell Labs in April of 73. This is a little fun stuff for you. It was made with a Motorola Dyantech, which was the first mobile phone ever created. IBM made the first smartphone. Now, what is IBM? It's the International Business Machines, in case you didn't know. Kind of little things you could have in your pocket, kind of impress people. How many people know what IBM means, right? International Business Machines. It made the first smartphone in 1994. As you can note, the smartphone is only 22 years old, so there's a lot of future for this little gadget they have here. The second code name was Simon Personal Communicator through Angeler. It was the gadget's first code name. Someday cell phones will be waterproof. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, waterproof cell phones are already around. About 90, are we behind or what? About 90% of smartphones are waterproof. Yep, that's right. Well, check this out. This is because most people in Japan are very fond of these gadgets, and as a result, they use them while taking a bath. How about that? Well, that's a trend they have. So they got their waterproof phones. 37.4 million iPhones were sold in 2012. Apple is one of the most successful tech firms in history, and the iPhone is one of the most successful products. In fact, the Cupertino firm sold 37.4 million phones in 14 weeks. How about that in 2012? And so, guys, I just wanted to hit you. I'll hit you with one more. The most expensive iPhone. Take a guess, everybody out there. Take a rough guess on what the most expensive iPhone is worth. Okay, in your head, let's see, $5,000. Everybody pick a number and see how close you can get within $1,000. The most expensive iPhone is worth $15.3 million. Apple has the most expensive smartphone for sale on Earth, $15.3 million. Yep, that's a lot for a phone. But what it is, it's you got a black diamond coated iPhone that looks really nice. So anyway, with that, you got five little FYIs about your cell phone. You share with people, they like these little facts, and I'm going to reach out and see if I can get a hold of Eric, and we'll get an update on some of the things going on with the event coming up on the 20th in at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And we're going to also see if we can get Denise Malay Brookhart, and let's see if we got Eric tuning in here.
Hi, Ms. Cazuli, okay. I'm here.
There, we got Denise, and we're hoping to see if we can get our book publisher.
I think Patty and Angelique are on.
There we go. Okay, there is. I got Patty and Angelique. Angelique and Patty, you on with us, Angelique? Both of you?
Can you hear
cool.
me?
Cool. This is going to be fun. I love that. Can you hear me? We can hear you. And we might even get Eric. So this is going to be fun, guys. We can talk about all this cool stuff that's exciting. And that's what it is. It's exciting because, I mean, you guys, I wish I could take all you guys back to 1965 and we'd be on the phone. I don't know if you could do that. No, you couldn't do that on the phone back then. But we could talk about how we could do all this stuff. And what I would do is I'd give you a bunch of phone numbers and a bunch of dimes. They go out and make phone calls and get everybody together. So,
all right, I'm here, guys. Sorry.
Okay, Eric.
I'm late. Yeah. Hello. Radio Boomers Live.
Radio Boomers Live is rocking and rolling with all you guys. We got the experts on with us. We got,
you know,
Rita's
been having a couple of technical difficulties. We apologize, guys. You know, we're trying to get her back on air, but we'll hold it down for you, Rita, until you get back.
Well,
am I back on? Can you hear me?
There you are.
Okay.
See, this is what happens, guys. When the CEO of the network gets involved, then we make things happen. I scolded my engineer a little bit. Sorry about that. Reese,
I covered a little bit of your tech time with the little FYIs about the cell phone history. How about that? So,
yeah.
Okay.
My dad filled in very, very well. Isn't my dad, like, so good at, like, improv?
You know, like,
yes.
He's like,
he really is.
Yes.
Yeah, the only difference is when Risa gives her reports, everybody's like listening and writing notes. If I give my tech report, they're yawning and dozing off and changing stations. Probably, I don't know.
That's just because there's so much information and you take all. I mean, guys, let me tell you, my dad actually literally stays up pretty much the entire night trying to find news for you guys. Like he'll go through Google like all night just to get some interesting news. So even if you're dozing off, make sure that you get, you know, give him some comments and some like love and stuff on social media. But he puts a lot of effort into this show, and I see it.
It changes because, you know, I'm trying to keep Angelique happy, but I know she gets upset with me because I lag, I procrastinate, and you know, by the time I when I call her, I call her very, you know, very cautiously, hoping she's not upset, but see. The news changes, guys.
Well, I'm interested to read the chapter in Eric's new book that Patty's getting together on Risa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, and for those of you guys that are listening to the show that don't know what we're talking about with Angelique, she's actually the program director for the show. So there's some very interesting behind the scenes that Patty, we actually should put a lot of the behind the scenes of Easy Way and all the stuff we go through with the team. In the book, I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, this is like a reality show, seriously, like with all the people that try to get all these different podcasts and different live streams together. But I wanted to also say thank you to all the guests and the great information. And, you know, we're proud to have you guys on the network. And the two ladies that were just on, yeah, I do look forward to chatting with you guys a little bit, see how we can make a difference. You know, it is a podcast world. It's a streaming world. And, you know, it sounds, your event sounds great. So everybody that supports me and does it the easy way, go support them. Carmelita always has amazing guests on. And then I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm just going to tell you guys what's going down as far as these two events that are coming up. And then, yes, my book is releasing. It's called The Influence Effect. You know, that stars Sharon Lecter, who sold over 30 million books. Frank Shankwitz, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, different actors and producers and directors with Netflix and Amazon and things like, you know, it's just these amazing stories of how I met these people, and we've actually turned the relationship into a relationship equity. I'm actually making money and doing business with all of these people, and they're all part of the Easy Way family and our Easy Way Wall of Fame, which is kind of like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it's got a mind of its own at this point, and everybody's getting success. And it's just we're having a lot of fun at this point. There's no more work anymore. Well, there's a lot of work, but you know, everybody's getting some great success because of them doing it the easy way. And so on March 20th, we're going to be launching this book, which is published by NewLifeClarity.com, New Life Clarity Publishing. It's going to be at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Best You Expo, which has been around for probably over 20 years. They have a lot of people that are involved. I think there's like 180 something speakers. I'm one of them. And we're going to be hosting a panel with the number 5 person for Forbes magazine for speaking, executive producer of the Wishman movie, as well as the founder of the Best You Expo, Bernardo. Patty's going to be on the panel. My girlfriend, Dr. Dante Sears, the number 1 guy for Kirby, Josh Liske, is going to be on there. And these are people that know how to accelerate their audience, and they know how to actually keep their audience. And we're going to teach you guys all the ways that you monetize a list and accelerate your audience. It's going to be awesome. Plus, we're going to have a really special Easy Way Day. Okay. And when we do the Easy Way Days, for those of you guys that are part of the Easy Way family and you know what I'm talking about, they're the most fun ever because you get a lot of exposure. You get one of 47 of our shows on the network to interview you because a lot of cameras come out, and you get a lot of content. And then it's fun to kind of watch it happen afterwards on social media. And then you see all the blog posting on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. It's just a really fun situation. I have free tickets for everybody that wants to come. So all you need to do is text the word invite, INVITE. No, not W, sorry, INVITE, to the number 59925. So the top where you put your 2, the phone number, would be 59925. And then the message, you put invite. You just press send, and then our system will do all the rest after that. We look forward to having you guys. And then our big, big event is on September 9th through the 13th. We're doing an event at the level of the Oscars, or the best we can get to that. We're going to be honoring people with 15 different categories, and we're going to be giving away the Sharon Lecter Award, the Frank Shankwitz Award, the Kate Linder Award, the James Zulli Award, like special legends awards. And we have some very, very amazing people on board already. We're going to be releasing and launching the website no later than March 15th. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be a blast. It's at the Newport Beach Marriott Resort. 4-day event, praise and worship, business conference, as well as our award show. Last year was completely sold out, 250 people, 35-foot gold carpet. This year is going to 10X this year compared to last year. And we invite everybody that nominations are open now. So if you want to be nominated, we have a lot of different categories. And obviously Angelique knows those. I'll let you guys take it from there. I got to take off, and you guys rock. I love it. You guys awesome. Cool. Love the Easyway family. Love the Easyway Network. Love the Easyway listeners. Woohoo! Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eric.
So try to get a word in when Eric's talking. So, Denise, is there a difference between the Easyway day and the Easyway day off when we're talking about riding on the beach with the horses and going to Catalina? That's a different day, I guess.
That's a different day, I think.
That's a different day. Okay. So, Patty, I'm so far behind in catching up with you. You're just whirlwinding through the books. Are you keeping your sanity?
Barely.
Barely.
We've experienced a really a large amount of growth over the last 6 months. And, you know, thanks to Easyway, we've had just the opportunity to meet some fabulous people and some amazing authors that have chosen to work with us. And it's just been fly by the seat of your pants when you start working with Eric.
It's exciting. It's exciting because new age, and we're at the cutting edge, and things are really in these events coming up. And you know, you guys are keeping, I tell you what, this is talking about a good, talented group of people. You guys,
Mr. Zuli, Patty didn't tell everything. You know, I mean, talk about number one bookseller in Amazon with the books that have been published, Barnes & Noble's book tour. And then, you know, on top of that, after that, then we have the magazine with Angelique that's coming out with Sharon Lecter on the cover.
Exactly. Wow. This is exciting. So I'm afraid to ask Angelique when the deadline is that I have to send.
Will you stop
saying
that? Stop. You're so bad.
All I can say is it's done. I could take a picture of it and send it to you, but typing it out, I will get it to you today. How's that? And by the next show, it will be. Hey, guys, I got to share something with you that was fun, okay? I got to share something.
Okay.
Okay.
So this weekend, I was asked to be in the whale, I forgot what they call it, some parade in Dana Point, whale awareness parade or something. And there was a whole
parade.
Bunch of, what was it?
It was the veterans parade, correct?
Yeah, a lot of veterans, a lot of Marines and everything. In fact, we were all in these limos, and they had I was with a couple of the World War II guys, but I looked the same age. And we were pulling out, and they started the Marine battalion walking across there. And the guy in front had to stop them because we were pulling out. So it worked out good, but it was so cool. We were driving down and all the people waving at you and saying thank you, and it was so touching. And the little kids were coming up and we're handing them flags, you know, and they're clapping their little hands. Oh, it was so. Anyway, I got it on Facebook, but I haven't shared it. So Eric's got to show me how to before I push the wrong. But when I was filming it, I pushed kaleidoscope or whatever it is. So I'm filming the big balloons of whales. And the thing was going in circles. I pushed the wrong button. I didn't have my glasses. So I'm looking at the footage, and it's spinning in circles. Oh, God. Anyway.
I saw the footage. It was fine. Actually, you see out of the limousine, you holding the flag and the children waving to you, and you look like you're the president. So.
I haven't even seen that yet. I don't know.
Oh, it's great, Mr. Zuli. It came out wonderful. It really did.
So
I look
guys,
forward to seeing
stuff.
You at the expo on the 20th. Is Retha going to be there? Retha, are you going to be there?
Plans to be there at least sometime at the time.
Think Retha's going to try to make. Retha, you still on with us? I think she's going to be on. She usually has to go around.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. Yeah, I plan to try to be there part of the time. Or at least some of the time, because it looks very exciting.
Well, Eric is talking between 4 and 5 and on Friday, the 20th. And we're going to be doing the carpet and the interviews and all the exposure. And if you really want to know more about the OTT and the new media, you know, invite your friends and whoever is listening to come down and listen to Eric speak.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fun.
Patty's going to be on the panel.
Knowledge.
Patty, are you coming down too?
Yes, she's going to be on the panel.
She'll be on the panel. So Angelique, Denise, we'll all be there. It'll be fun.
No, Angelique, let's be clear about that.
Of course.
I did want to talk to you. Eric mentioned the categories for our fabulous Easy Way Awards 2020 Golden Gala. And so there are different award categories, and nominations are open. So we have Health Professional of the Year, TV Producer of the Year, Events Producer of the Year, Business Woman of the Year, Businessman of the Year, Online Superhero of the Year, Easy Way Fam of the Year Award, Influencer of the Year, Performer of the Year. And then we have the Legends Award presented by the Legends. So, the James Dentley Mentor of the Year Legend Award, Frank Stankiewicz, Everyone Can Be a Hero Legend Award, Sharon Lecter Top Author Legend Award, Dr. Dante Sears Heartpreneur of the Year Legend Award, and then, of course, James Zuli Faith Conquers All Legend Award.
Yay! That's the best one.
We need to get nominees in. So if you want to nominate anyone, you can go to RZT on Easy Way.
I think when I was
say that
on
one
stage.
More time.
RZT on Easy Way. I believe we're working on the website for the event, and that's when they'll do the nominees, as you know, more efficiently. But right now, I'm just contacting Eric for nominees.
So that's in his presence, IHPEasyWay.com. The letter E, the letter Z, of course, way.com.
Yeah, but it's in publishing mode. So
coming shortly.
I'm sorry?
It'll be ready
coming
shortly.
Short.
It'll be ready very, very shortly. Yes, exactly. So IHPEasyWay.com.
When we were on stage, there was James Dentley, Sharon Lecter, Frank Shankwitz, and, you know, there's several of us on the stage there, and I don't
Patty
know if it was
got
Sharon.
The Heartpreneur Award, Mr. Zuli. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Congratulations, Patty. That was quite
Patty
a night.
Balls,
but you know what?
Easy Way Family.
We needed
a
bigger room. Yeah,
Patty, you there?
We have three times the size this year.
Exactly.
Hey, can you
Good.
Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, so I was just muted. So let me just hop in really quick because I've got to get back to some editing. But I will be speaking on the panel at the Best You conference next week or on the 20th. Also, we will be launching Eric's book. All of our books this year have reached a best-selling status, which has been really, really good for us. I'm 99.999% sure that it will be a number one best-selling book. We're looking forward to launching that at the event. As far as the event, the Golden Gala, I will be presenting the Easy Way Family Award. And
oh, cool.
I'm looking forward to that event as well. But I need to hop out because I'm doing some editing right now. Is there anything you guys wanted to ask?
No, I think you
covered it.
Yeah, you covered it.
I'll
touch
base
with
you. All right,
guys. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Patty, for popping on with us.
See you at the Best You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. I'm telling you, she's working 24/7. She's making sure that those books are done, you know, at an A++ level.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, that's from under talking about being under the gun sometimes, you know, with deadlines and all that. That's
oh, absolutely. I can completely relate. My goodness.
Well, and Angelique with the magazine, it's like, whoa, you know. And it's like with the show. Every time I hang up the phone and say, okay, I have a week to prepare for next show, sometimes I'll even start it right away, right after the show. I'll start doing some research and that. But it's inevitable that literally that Sunday night I go, oh, God, I got to do all this stuff for the show. And
like
yet I started
that closet of yours, huh?
Oh, my God, forget it. I found a solution. I just keep the doors closed so then I don't see you know. But, you know, when you have these, the best thing to do is nip it in the bud, start right away. Like I said before, the only thing I can't do is the Hot Topics, because one time I did all the news early, and then at the end of the week, everything was changed, you know? So that I have to wait till the end. But the guests, we're lining up guests. A lot of people want to be on, and they're really interesting guests. And this is going to be fun. But with that, guys, it's 11:16, and I think we got to get rolling here. So you guys want to close
okay,
with anything?
Thank you so much. Just make
okay,
sure
well,
you get your tickets to
keep
the
keep doing
the
it
gala.
The easy way.
Yeah, get our tickets and everything.
Thanks, Rita.
And
thanks, Jim. It was a pleasure hosting with you both.
Thank you. Thanks for popping on. Easy
care,
way.
Guys.
Letter E, letter
all
Z,
right.
easywayinfo.com. Easy way, letter E, letter Z. Remember, guys, easywaycard.com. March 20th, Best U Expo at the LA Convention Center. The Easy Way crowd will be there. And the IHP Global Event Conference and Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, September 9th through the 13th. This is exciting. So till then, Reith, I guess it's time to sign off. And next Monday morning,
hello?
10 o'clock. Yep, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the Radio Boomers Live will be rock and rolling again. And don't forget, you can go on the archive shows and listen to everything. But till then, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.